Hi, everybody. We first going to say the prayer.
ריבון העולמים ואדוני אדונים, הרחמים והסליחות, מודים אנחנו לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו ולאבותינו, בקידה ובשתחוויה שקלטנו תורתך ולעבודתך עבודת הקודש. נתת לנו חלק בסודות תורתך הקדושה. מהנו, מה חיינו אשר עשית עמנו חסד גדול כזה, על כן אנחנו מפילים תחנונו לפניך שתמחול ותסלח לכל חטאותינו ואבותינו. ואל יהיו עוונותינו מבדילים בינינו לבינך, וכן יהי רצון לפניך, אדוני אלוהינו, ולאהבתנו שתכונן את לבבינו ליראתך לאהבתך, תקשיב אותך דברינו אלה. ותפתח לבנו הראל בסודות תורתך, ולמודנו זה נחת רוח לפני כזה כבדך, כי איך ניחוח, ותעשיל עלינו אור מקור נשמתנו, בכל בחינתנו שנוצצו נצצות עבדיך הקדושים, שעל ידם גילית דבריך אלה בעולם וזכותם, וזכות אבותם וזכות תורתם. תמרותם כתושתם יעבוד לנו לבל נקשל בדברים אלו. זכותם תאיר עינינו במה שאנו לומדים כבאמר, נעים מזמורות ישראל, גל עיניי והביט על נפלאות תורתך, כי אדוני ייתן חוכמה בפיו, דעת ותבונה יהיו לו רצון, ימרה פי והגיון לבי מפניך, אדוני צורי וגואלי. Welcome again to lecture number 4 of תיקוני הזוהר. We're going to scan the name that helping us very well to meditate on revealing the secret. Did you have it? Mm-hmm. And by looking at revealing the secret. So those of you is the first time for you, you might get lost in the middle of the explanation. So try to listen to it again in audio. Actually, you're not going to ask a lot of questions because you're not going to know what to ask. So I'm not saying you're not smart. I'm just saying it's not a lecture where you come basically to find practicality of how to do, even there is a lot of practicality within the secret, but I'm just apologize if you find yourself lost. If you find yourself lost, just there is a door in the back. If you start having a headache, you just leave, and nobody will judge you for that, okay? I'm expecting all of you to leave, but if you stay, try not to be in the same room with Tikkuni HaZohar. If you feel like you're falling asleep, it's better to leave. So if you feel you don't understand the first 10 minutes, the door in the back, open it and just go, because it's not good for your soul to stay in a room where there is such a holiness. And if you feel that happen, just do what you gotta do. I'm in verse 8. And I will read first the verse 8 from the Tikkunim in Aramaic. V'yu rakia diyu le'el mechavan da'a odechtiv u'memala rakia asher al. Arosham v'afoch rakia v'tishkach le'ikar di'yesodat de'barkavta el'a de'elit kaimin chavan v'kersa de'barkavta de'ilaha. This is the Zohar in Aramaic first. So again, Tikkuni HaZohar is the all establishment of what exactly happened in Bereshit, what exactly happened in the first books of Moses. Actually, it's not the first books of Moses, the first words within the first books of Moses. It's only the first words. So the entire Tikkuni HaZohar explains only one word, Bereshit. The entire Tikkuni HaZohar, the whole idea of Tikkuni HaZohar, it explains only one thing, which is Bereshit. Now, the idea, is it possible to get, somebody get me maybe a glass of water or a tea or something? Yeah, no, not from the machine, it will make some noise. Thank you. So, ואותו רקיה, אשר הוא למעלה מן החיות, this רקיה, this firmament, as we explained last week, this firmament is above the חיות, above the animal, above the creature. זהו שכתוב ממעלה רקיה אשר על ראשם, is it written above the firmament, above the rakia, above the sky, above their head. והפוך רקיה ותמצא לו עיקר. If you take the word rakia, which means firmament, and you change the Hebrew letter, it will be עיקר. עיקר means the foundation of everything. ויסוד של המרכבה העליונה, and it is the foundation, תודה, thank you, של המרכבה העליונה, of the upper chariot, שעליו מתקיימים החיות, and there where the chayot, the animals, we know that there is different levels, angels, chayot HaKodesh, the chair, the everything. So everything exists within that. והכיסא של המרכבה העליונה, and the chair of the upper merkava, the upper chariot. Now let's explain. Bi'ur ha-dvarim. Everybody feel happy at that point when I say let's explain. Because I say I didn't figure out nothing what you say before. So let's explain will be make me happy. So let's see how happy you become right now. Bi'ur ha-dvarim. כבר ביארנו לאל אשר הקיע הוא הפרסה שפירושו צמצום דת. We already explained that the word rakia, which means the firmament, is basically called the parsa, and it's called also tzimtzum bet. Parsa means horseshoe. Tzimtzum bet is something that I think, if not all of you, most of you don't know what a tzimtzum bet. But I think you know what tzimtzum aleph is. Tzimtzum aleph is when in the beginning it was he and his name are one, and his name, which is the Malchut of Ein Sof, the receiving, first receiving aspect of the Ein Sof, decided to say basically no, and through that create basically an end for the influence on the light on the receiver, and build also something called the curtain. Curtain is masach, and through that create or chozer. Till here, we're familiar with it. It's a simple concept. What is tzimtzum bet then? What is second tzimtzum? And for that, we need to go to Zohar Bereshit. And it says in Zohar Bereshit, Biur HaDvarim. Let's understand tzimtzum bet. So we know, after the tzimtzum, the light no longer came in circular style. It came in linear style. והתפשטות קו באין סוף שעוצר פרצוף אדם קדמון. And that התפשטות, that linear light, we call it אדם קדמון. AK, or if you wish, we call it translation into English, primordial man. But it's a poor translation, it's just a translate of the words. Adam Kadmon mean the original, the first foundation. You have Adam Kadmon, you have Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Ve'asiya. Four universes, four world. And the first one is Adam Kadmon. מתחיל לבאר איך יצאו אי פרצופי Atzilut מהמלכות לאדם Kadmon. How exactly Atzilut came from Adam Kadmon? ומבאר איך המלכות האדם קדמון הצילה את הפרצוף הקטר דאצילות. We need to understand how the bottom of האדם קדמון, which is called מלכות, basically הצילה, meaning it was emanating the קטר of אצילות. Because if you look at the bottom of האדם קדמון, it's מלכות of האדם קדמון. If you look at the top of אצילות, it's קטר of אצילות. Very simple, right? הנקרא פרצוף עתיק, we call that michlol, that system, partsuf atik, the face of atik, venukva da'atik. Asher hanukva da'atik yatsa mimena b'chinat beka, v'adachar da'atik yatsa mimena b'chinat lo baka. And we know within atik, within atik, within that atik comes the word something which is old, but atik also comes from the word copy, because it's the copy of what's going on in the upper world. So there is two pchinot, two aspects, male and female. When we talk about the female, there is baka. Baka mean went through. Lo baka mean didn't go through, which is the male. V'inyan bekia hazot usitu usot shituf midat hadin bemidat harachamim. This bekia, this, when you take a pen and you make a hole in a paper, in Hebrew it's called bekia. When you want everything bekia, you make a hole, you go through something. We call that the famous saying in Kabbalah, sot shituf midat adin bemidat harachamim. It's the mix of the attribute of mercy within the attribute of judgment. And we call that tzimtzum bet. For that we call tzimtzum bet, the second tzimtzum, the Adam Kadmon. The second tzimtzum of Adam Kadmon. What does that mean, mixing the mercy with judgment? Usod ma she'amru chazal, בתחילה עלה במחשבה לברוא את העולם במידת הדין. It's written by Chazal, by the sages, that God first wanted to create the world in a judgment attribute. שהכוונה היא על מלכות האדם קדמון. What does that mean, that God was waking up in the morning and said, you know what, I'm going to create the universe with midat adin, with the attribute of judgment. And then it was changed in the attribute of mercy. I think, is God playing sheshbesh? Is he playing backgammon? Say, you know what, forget judgment, let's change my mind. There's no such a thing. And unfortunately, people who don't study Kabbalah like that, they think there is a story being told. I hear some people who study Kabbalah and they tell me all kind of story. You know, like the restriction, they call it, I didn't eat cheese today, I did restriction. Oh my God, oh my God. I mean, better to eat cheese and stop studying Kabbalah than talk about restriction together with cheese. You know, I mean, how far it go? Stupidity that I hear from people who study Kabbalah, they should leave the book alone. Maybe that's why they say, don't study until you're 50. Because by 50, you will understand cheese is not good for you. So you don't use the word restriction. Anyway, but we're not here to talk about stupid people. We're here to talk about smart people, obviously. So, anyway, so the idea of Tzimtzum Bet, it starts with the attribute of judgment. What is the attribute of judgment? Attribute of judgment mean that we are talking Malchut of Adam Kadmon. Malchut of Adam Kadmon is judgment. So if I write it on the board right now, so everybody will be able to follow. So we have basically five worlds, okay? And we have the first one is AK, that means Adam Kadmon, okay? Okay? We have Atzilut, okay? We have Bria, we have Yetzira, and we have Asiya. Very simple, just name. If you don't know those names by now, you should study that. Now, the idea, every one of them has levels. Every one of them has 10 levels. So if we take in, if basically, it say here like this, it's very beautiful. Malchut de Adam Kadmon. If you take the Malchut of Adam Kadmon, so the Malchut of this level, okay? This is called Midat Adin. This is called the attribute of judgment. היא המלכות של אדם קודש בזוגה, יצאו פרצופי אדם קדמון, שהוא בחינת מידת הדין. ראה שאין העולם מתקיים ויקדים מידת הרחמים. So, the end of so, that to create the world from מלכות, the אדם קדמון, okay? He decided, again, don't go into the story, because that's not talking Kabbalah, because there is no time in the upper world. So, oh, I thought this way, You know what? Let's change my mind. חז ושלום. Don't go there. ראה שאין העולם מתקיים, והקדים מידת הרחמים ושיתפה למדת הדין. Then he took the mercy attribute and mixed it with the judgment attribute. What does that mean? By the way, what I'm reading is not yet תיקוני הזוהר. I'm just explaining the תיקוני הזוהר from the זוהר. So it will take us time until we go back to the תיקוני הזוהר. So this is just the introduction to understand Tzimtzum Bet for tonight. ראה שאין קיום על העולמות, אלא מידת הדין, שהיא מלכות האדם קדמון, לבינה האדם קדמון. What the end of did? He took מלכות of אדם קדמון, okay? Elevated to בינה of אדם קדמון. Remember, every amen ספירות in each פרצוף, in each... So he took the מלכות, elevated to where? To בינה. Malchut is the judgment, the midat adin, the judgment attribute, and bina is the mercy attribute. לבינה דאדם קדוש היא מידת הרחמים. דיינו מלכות המזדווגת שעמדה בסוף ספירה של ראש, עלתה במקום בינה של ראש. Now what happened? Now we have a new system. כתר חוכמה, מלכות. Don't forget, צמצום בית. כתר חוכמה, מלכות. A new system. All new system here. All new system. So it's not Keter Chokhmah and Bina. Malchut went up. So wherever Malchut go, there is an end. That's called Tzimtzum Bet. ושם עשתה זיווג דהקאה עם האור העליון. So now, the distance is between light, קטע רוחבה, מלכות. ונמצא האור חוזר של העולם ממטה למעלה, לא הלביש, אלא שתי ספירות. So, how much אור חוזר is now מלכות shooting for? How many? Two. Do you understand why? Because, again, מלכות is creating an ending. So now it's coming קטע רוחבה, going back, קטר חוכמה, that's it, it's on two. קטר וחוכמה בלבד, וגימל הספירות בינה וזכר ונוקבה של ראש, ירדו מבחינת ראש ונפלו לבחינת גוף. What happened to בינה and זר and פינאו? They fell from the head, it's called the head, to the body. Because there is head, body is explained in lecture number two, if you hear it in תיקוני הזוהר, head, body and ending. Okay, there is three level. ראש תוך סוף. ראש, תוך סוף, head, body, and סוף מן end. וכן מלכות המסיימת, שעמדה למטה מכל ספירות הגוף, עלתה ועמדה מקומבינה דגופה, שהוא בחצי ספירת התפארת. And then the מלכות, in the end, stand in the chest as well, that's another type of end, שהוא בחצי ספירת התפארת בנקודת החזה, כתבר נבחן לבינה דגופה, וסיימה את הפרצוף במקום נקודת החזה. So there is another end that happened in the chaze, in the chest. והבינה וזכר ונוקבה דגופה לא יכלו לקבל שום אור. אתם נמצאים למטה ממלכות המסיימת ויצאו לגמרי מבחינת אצילות. And because בינה and זרפין could not get light anymore, why? Because מלכות create a new ending. If מלכות create a new ending, what happened? They have to go down, they don't receive. ונחם מצא שבזוות הלימן מלכות במקום בינה נפקע כל בדרגה לשתיים. So because מלכות went up to בינה, every ספירה divided by two. How is divided by two? כתר חוכמה and what below. אשר חציה נשארה במדרגה, וחציה התחתונה יצאה וירדה למדרגה שבתחתיה. וחצי מדרגת הראש ירדה לבחינת הגוף, וחצי מדרגת הגוף ירדה למתחת לאצילות. So, half of the head between כתר חוכמה, it's half of the head, it's not the whole head, that divided. Then in the chest, half of the chest. ולפחר נבחן שכל פרצוף היוצא לידי שיתוף מידת הרחבים דת הנין, הוא יוצא מבחינת בקיעה למדרגת החצאים. So everything is now divided to two. I will see if we need to go back here. But let's go back to תיקוני הזוהר. Now you know, צמצום בית. ביור הדברים, going back to תיקוני הזוהר. רקיע הוא הפרסה. So the רקיע, the firmament, is the parsa, is the horseshoe, שצמצום בית מעליית מלכות לבינה, והוציא בינה ותפארת ומלכות לכל מדרגה, ובהתאם למדרגה שבתחתיה. Every time where מלכות go up, it's push the level that was above מלכות down. מאוד פשוט, simple. ובעת גדלות, חוזרת הפרסה שהיא הרקיע לסיום הצמצום א'. When there is something called גדלות, those of you who studied with me Pesach last year, גדלות mean there is stages of building something. So usually the normal basic stages, without going to more than that, has four stages. Like a child. They're describing like a child. So a child is being born, is small. But a child who's 3 years old is big compared to the baby. Yes? Makes sense. Then 13, okay, it's small again. It's called katnut bet. It's a small again. But then when he get to 20, he's already big. He can do business, he can get married, you know, different thing. So those are the four stages, basically 0 to 3, 3 to 13, 13 to 20, and 20 till the end. Most people, I usually say it in Passover, most people get stuck between 13 to 20, which is called katnut bet. Second, smallness. Why? Because people don't do their thing. Somebody insults you, what do? You answer back, till today. You're not mature. If you get emotional, somebody hurt you, you're not mature. Why it bother you? Because you want to be 13 to 20. Once you pass through that, it wouldn't bother you. But how do you know you're not mature enough? Everything bothers you. The weather bothers you. The president bothers you. Once nothing bothers you anymore, you're mature. But until then, cut note. But you're not 0 to 3. Definitely you're not. Because you don't, You can cook for yourself, eat for yourself, travel by yourself. But 13 to 20, most 99% of the humanity still there. They never grew up. Never grew up. That's beside the point. It say, what happened after Malchut go up to Binah, which that's how basically the universe was created. Because if the universe was created in Malchut where it's down, what is it written? Nobody could make it. It will be the judgment attribute. Nobody could make it. So you had to elevate it up to Binah, mix mercy with judgment, so people can make it. So, what is this to do with what we study here? It says when there is gatlut, when there is greatness, there is smallness and greatness. Gatlut means smallness, gatlut means greatness. When there is gatlut, then everything go back to the original system of the Sefirot. After gatlut, now you have from Keter to Chokhmah, Binah, Zer Anpin and Malchut. Gatlut. And everything going back to what? To Tzimtzum Aleph. To the first Tzimtzum. Remember Tzimtzum Aleph? What is Tzimtzum Aleph? When Malchut say, I don't want to receive. But Malchut said, I don't want to receive. It's in the bottom. It's not above Binah. Verstehe? Good. ומחזיר הספירות בינה ותפרד מלכות אליו בנדרגה. Everything go back to its place. ובכלל, יש גימל פרסאות בעולם הצילות. How many of that system exist within הצילות? That's what we need to study today. How many פרסאות, how many horseshoe, how many firmament there is in הצילות? That's what he's going to explain right now. When I say E, Rav Brandwein. אחד, first, הוא הרקיע הראשון. The first place where it take a place, it's in the mouth. In the mouth. Not your mouth. But of course, your mouth is also related to that. But we're talking about everything in the upper world. The mouth of ארי חנפין, שהוציא בינה ותפארת מלכות מראש דארי חנפין, למדרגת אבא ואמא ונשאר בראש, הריחנפין כתר וחוכמה לבד, והוא רקיע הראשון. So the first רקיע, first firmament, take a place in the level of the mouth. So you need to remember those area, not because it's physical, it's because that's the name. So when it say, when somebody said to you, pe, the mouth of Atzilut, so you know what happened there. That's the first רקיע, first firmament. כי פרצוף עתיק אמרנו לאל שכולל כל גוון והוא אמצעי ושעור בחינת בקע, ולא בקע, ועדיין לא נקבע בו פרסה. Because we not talk about עתיק, because in עתיק, which is above הצילות, there is no such a thing as מסכים, and up and down, because that's above, that's way above. So the first place, in the mouth. Second, הוא רקיע אמצעי, the second firmament, העומד במקום החזה, it happening in the chest. ומוציא בינה ותפארת מלכות דחגת דארי חנפין. So this is, has to do with חגת. חסד גבורה תפארת. And it creates again a division. Wherever there is רקיה, wherever there is firmament, create up and down. So first the mouth, then the chest. The third one, הוא הרקיה תחתון, is the third firmament that exists in the end of עולם הצילות. In the end of the universe, the world of emanation. ומוצאים בינה ותפארת מלכות דאצילות לבריאה היצירה עשייה, ונצא ג' סיום מכוח צמצום ב'. So we create three new ending. One in the mouth, one in the chest, and one in the end of אצילות, the end of the world of emanation. העליון בפה, האמצעי בחזה, התחתון בסיום אצילות. He just repeated. ולעת גדלות, שערת אף סג, דאדם קדמו ומבטלת לשעתת הסיום מצמצום ב', When there is Gatlut, and we need to explain when is Gatlut take a place, it's not only on Passover, then there is light that come from Adam Kadmon. When there is Gatlut, there is light that come from above, from Adam Kadmon. And that light that come from Adam Kadmon cancel all the Tzimtzum Bet. Only if the light come from Tzimtzum Bet, from Adam Kadmon, it can cancel all what happened in the second Tzimtzum. ומחזירה את הסיום צמצום א', and it bring back, back to צמצום א', אשר בזה מתבטל הגבול של סיום הצילות, and through that, there is no more limitation or end within הצילות, אז יורד הרקיע התחתון מסיום הצילות. Again, just try to imagine, we talk about Bereshit, the first words of Bereshit. So that's mean this is before creation of sky, before the creation of sun, moon, before creation of water, before creation of nothing. We're talking about before Tohu Vavohu. When it say in the beginning was nothingness. So we, this is before the nothingness. So just try to make you imagine how far we are before. And this is called the introduction to Tikkunim. So this is not even the beginning of creation. For that reason, whoever studied that is can fix everything around them. And the only way that we can actually reveal the Messiah, what we call the Mashiach, is to study it and to eventually teaching it, eventually that we can teach it. למקום נקודה דעולם הזה. So what happened? So by revealing that light from Adam Kadmon, then the Rakia, the firmament that happened in the end of Atzilut, going all the way down to where? To our world. All the way from everything we talk about, going down. And by going down, it's elevating back all whatever was separate in Atzilut, אל המקום שמחזה, it's elevated from the end of Atzilut to the chest, and from the end of the chest, it's going all the way, everything, Priya, Itzirasya, everything has been elevated, because there is no more limitation, no more curtain, no more rakia, firmament, no more parsa, no more that horseshoe shape. Then the mouth do the fixing, then the chest do the fixing, to from the mouth to the chest, from the chest to the end of Atzilut. ולהם גימל עולמות, ונמצא שכולם עולים אל ראש אריך אנפין, everything is going up to אריך אנפין, and then they can receive the light of wisdom that cannot be received in the beginning of creation. So it's a system. Tikkuni HaZohar is teaching us a system that must take a place to reveal the entire light that was from the beginning of the world. וזה אמרו, for that reason it say Rakia. Rakia mean firmament or sky. Rakia Elyon שבפה דרוש is when we talk about Rakia, it's basically the curtain, the end of Tzimtzum Bet that exists in the mouth. And הכולל כל התחתונים בזמן ביטול הפרסון צבעים, זה שאמר הפוך Rakia. And when everything is been canceled, all the rakia, all those three ending is end, all of those three ending, all those three rakiim, these three firmaments, end, then, היינו הורדת הנקודת למידת הדין למקומה. What are we doing by that? The judgment attribute, the מלכות, it's a judgment attribute, because מלכות is end, so it has to be judgment. So that מלכות going back to its place, where is that place? Below Zeher and Pin. Below Zeher and Pin. You have words question, not idea question. I cannot answer idea question, but words that not clear. Okay. For that reason, the word Rakia is the same word as Ikar. Ikar means the main idea. What is the main idea? Ikar. That's how you say Ikar. But if you rewrite the letter, you get Rakia. Rakia means firmament. Okay? So why is that? Shua chokma stima shala nemar kulam bechokma asita. It is the hidden chokma, hidden light of wisdom. Sheu mechuse bekruma, in its cover. Ke afilo achi bitur, kol hapersaot kvar biyar lulet, shekol hagadlut nikra bishem Zohar. After the cancellation of all the parsaot, all those parsa, wherever you have shape of parsa, it's teaching you that there is something that eventually going down to its place. So it starts going down. It's going down to its place like a horseshoe. So the Malchut creating basically If you take the malchut from below and put it here, now there is new ending. New ending. So when you pull the malchut back to where it belongs, that's where it needs to be. So we basically call that light come from Adam Kadmon is Gadlut. For that reason, we call the book Zohar, say to us Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, why do we even call it Zohar? That's a big question. Why don't you call it the book of light? Or, call it Or. Aromez al Gimer al Gar de Gar. והגילויים מבחינת כוכבים טיפין טיפין של אור. It's a because the Zohar is revelation of Gimel Rishonot of Gimel Rishonot, meaning Keter Chokma Bina of Keter Chokma Bina, to remind you and teach you that without doing that system, that light cannot be revealed. If you just call it the book of light, it's light, just light. There's no connection to what we teach here. I hope you're grasping that. ובכל העליות אשר רפנים לכל מדרגה, מתחברים לכתר חוכמה ולא נעשים לאחד ממש, רק בחינת ימין ושמאל. זו עיקר התיקון של השבירה, שיש גדלות בבחינת עליית העולמות. So every time there is that system take a place, there is elevation to the world, לבד בלי לבטל את המסכים, וגם שהזיווג של חוכמה סתימאה, הוא רק מבחינת החסד שלה, לבד ולא בכל קומתה, שחסד שלה לבן מספיק לבטל הפרסאות של הטעם, זה סוד חסד עולה עין בית. Tell us, Rav Brandwein, if we talk about the light of wisdom that come in one shot, that coming from Adam Kadmon, what part of light of wisdom coming? It's written here, just the chesed. You know, it's not even the entire light of wisdom. It's enough just a drop of light of wisdom. It's the chesed of light of wisdom. And it says, for now you understand why chesed, if you take the word chesed, chet is 8, samech is 60, and bet, right? Bet, dalet is 4. What do we get together? 72. What is 72 stand for? Which level of sphira? Which sphira is 72 relate to? You gotta know it by now, right? 52 is malchut, 45 is eran pin. Please get ready for next lecture. You have to know it by heart. 63 is Sag, Bina. 72, Chokmah. So now you know why Chesed, the word Chesed is Gematria, is the moral value of 72, to remind you that it was enough Chesed of the light of wisdom to bring everything back to what it was before. Please remember that. It's very important. Now, I see that you start grasping it. It's good. Make me happy. Or you're just making the face, you're grasping it. I don't know yet. The Yeshkan Odinyan is Gav. Now the Zohar, Tikkuni HaZohar, want to be nice to us. He's giving us physical example, even usually you're not allowed, not allowed. שבהתהפכות הרקיה, וכל האורות המתגלים, if you're changing the rakia, the firmament, you're changing all those light that's been revealed, רואים, what happened? After all of this revealed, רואים אשר מלבד הנחת רוח והשעשועים הגדולים שיש למעלה מהגיעתנו. All of a sudden, you start revealing there is שעשועים. שעשועים, how do you say שעשועים? Adventure park, is it the name?
Yeah.
Adventure park, in Hebrew, is גן שעשועים.
Amusement?
Amusement. So there is, in many sections of the Zohar, it's written that after midnight, God is amusing the righteous. If you want to know what happened in heaven after midnight, that's what's happening in midnight. For that reason, people who study in midnight, they connect to that Sha'ashu'im. They connect to that energy of amusement of God with the righteous people. So it's a after you remove that rakia, that parsa, that horseshoe, you revealed not only the nachat ruach. Nachat ruach means when we receive only to give pleasure to the Creator. That's called nachat ruach. Nachat means to lend. Ruach means the spirit. Nachat means to lend. And spirit. How are you able to receive from God? Only one condition. Only one condition. If I say to God, I don't want nothing, but I know how much pleasure is giving you. So you know what? Let me have it. That's the only condition for you to receive something. But of course, the universe is not operating this way. Not operating this way. If that's the product I'm selling, who's going to be here? Nobody. Nobody's going to come. Here, I'm here to teach you how to receive from God. How to receive? Only if God is happy from you receiving for the sake of God, you receive. How is Tony Robbins will make a living? How is Les Brown will make a living? How is any course will make a living? You can. What sells the most? I would like to teach you how to receive what you want. That's the product. Product. You wake up in the morning, you don't think about what you don't want, you think about what you want. You go to a restaurant, you sit there, you think about what you want. Can you imagine going to a restaurant and say, I'm here to receive because I know how much pleasure it gives to the owner of the restaurant by me receiving. But if it doesn't give you pleasure by me taking your food, I don't want it. So the only thing that exists in our universe that enjoy giving, the original giving, is the creator, is the divine, is the Ein Sof. It's only. If human being said, I like to give, the lie. It's not that they lie, they don't know, maybe. They're immature, or they're stupid, maybe. Or they're uneducated. Because even when you give, you have ego that somebody takes something from you. Even a father gives to his son. I was able to give to my son, my daughter. It's an ego involved. We have body. This is addiction. This is it for life. Can't get rid of that snake. We live with that. We live with that. Nothing to be ashamed, just to recognize it. But there is a way to change it. הנחת רוח והשעשועים הגדולים שיש למעלה מהגיעתנו בתורה ומצוות בזמן הסתרת הפנים, שהם גדולים יותר בפעולת המלאכים. There is something that makes us greater than the angel. What is greater than the angel? When you have הסתרת פנים, you can see nothing. Nothing, zero. Zero from every spiritual thing that you do, you see nothing. Can you imagine you ever cook blindfolded? Blindfolded. You don't see the salt. You don't see nothing. Forget just blindfolded. Also knows what it cover. Can smell anything. Nothing. Nothing. Don't see. Don't know where the fire. Don't know nothing. And ears also closed. So you don't even hear anything. Mouth closed too. This is called complete ester panim. That you don't see a thing, but you're still doing it. This is greater than the angel, because the angel mukhrachim b'shlichutam. Angels are being forced to do what they do. They do good thing, but they've been forced. It's not like they wake up in the morning and say, I'm not in the mood, I'm going to do it anyway. They don't even have a free will. You go in there, you go in there, you go in there. Midgale ocha ester achar tikuno be'ed agilui. That ester, that concealment, that insecurity we have, that addiction we have, that problem we have, that not being spiritual we have, the judgment that we have, is when we have the absolute revelation of Adam Kadmon, meaning that light of Chokhmah that come down, or little of Chokhmah, which is called Chesed of Chokhmah, come down to remove all the curtain. Umeshamesh kmo ptila laor hanechazba. Our issues become ptila, become the wick that exists within the candle. So you can see the wick. Can you see the wick? You only see the top. You see the whole wick? No. You see the wax. See the wax I can see. But why is this concealed? It's like our issues and our spirituality. We do. What keep you going? Some belief system that one day it's going to be okay. One day it's going to be okay. What if I tell you it's never going to be okay? Will you continue to be spiritual? If I tell you 100% certainty, not going to be okay for you, would you continue being spiritual? Then our spirituality has nothing to do with giving pleasure to the Creator. Our spirituality is running by the attribute of judgment, Midat HaMalchut. My entire existence is drawing. If my entire existence is drawing, then what kind of spiritual person? I'm an idol worshiper. Yeah, but the name of my idol is God. Still idol. You don't worship God, you worship your desire. You no longer worship God. You and God have nothing to do with each other. You just heard that there is something called God that supply a lot of needs. I'm in. Whatever your belief system is, I don't care what it is. What do you follow that for? Well, I follow because I can find soulmate. I can be healthy. I can be all receiving. A story to understand it clearly. Rabbi Elimelech from Lijez, the greatest tzaddik ever. Study very well. Tikkuni Zohar, Zohar, he studied really the deep stuff. And he start to enjoy. When he get to that section, he start to enjoy that he understand it. He start having a joy. He said, wow, this is unbelievable peace. As he enjoy, a voice come from heaven, from the angel, say, you just lost the rewarding after you die. You're supposed to get rewarded. You lost all of it because you enjoy a little bit. As they tell him that, because you're not supposed to enjoy even that. If you enjoy that, you again disconnect from God. He start dancing. And he dancing and he hold the book. And I say, now I study for the real reason. Now I know I'm getting nothing and now I can study. So tell us, Tikkuni HaZohar, Ptila, the weak. Kol ha'av yoter nesalek kli le'or gadol. Thicker the weak will be, more light. Makes sense? I don't know if you know the energy of candles. The wax is the length, how long it's going to be. But the strength of the light, those of you who designed candle before, is the strength of the wick within that. And when you buy candle, I can teach you all about candle. Like you would know a lot about the candle by looking at the wick. You can have the best, beautiful candle, smell good and everything. If the wick is weak, it's not going to work. Now what built that wick? It's the difficulty that you have by being spiritual. וזה אמרו הפוך רקיע בהינו ביציאה מן האסתר פנים תשלח לאיקה. For that reason it say רקיע permanent become the main thing, איקה, become the איקה. מה זה אומר? What does that mean? When you remove from the אסתר, אסתר mean conceal. You are no longer in concealment and you see everything that connect. תמצלו לאסתר עצמו שהוא המקשר העיקר לאור השם יתברך. The only way you can connect actually to the creator is by being nothing working for you. The only connection you have toward the creator is with the thing that didn't work. The thing that work has nothing to do with the connection because what you're busy with, the joy that you have. But when you're getting nothing or you have issues, I'm sure some of you have still issues, I'm sure your tzaddikim, and you finish your tikkun, but maybe you have leftover of little tikkun. Maybe some powder leftover from somebody else. So that thing is the weak. And then this is actually, and you struggle. And you struggle so bad. You say, why? I want to be better. I want to be better already. Can God make it happen? And when you get gurnish, you get nothing. You get nothing. You pray and you get nothing. You pray and you get nothing. Like the friend of Rabbi Elimelech of Lijensk, he was a poor man who worked in a bar. It's a true story, work in a bar. That's the only job he can find. And he's a chassid, you know, with the payers. And then it's the only job. Found a bar to work. And he asked him if he shouldn't work on Shabbat. He begged him and said, okay. So he put alcohol in this. And he has break for half an hour. And in the half an hour, he go and he study the real Tikkuni HaZohar. Can you imagine in the break he studied Tikkuni HaZohar? So when Yom Kippur come, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we pray with Rabbi Elimelech. So in the end of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Elimelech tell everybody what they ask from God and what God answer. And he called him to his office. He said, I heard that you ask that if God can give you more money, not because you want to be rich. And you can study. All what you want to do is study all day. You enjoy Tikkun Ezer. You really love that study. But you need time. You cannot do half an hour between drinks. And say, yes, it's exactly what I ask. Say, do you want to know what God answered? Say, yes. Say, God said to you, he doesn't need you to study that. He has enough angels, billions of angels who can study Tikkun Ezer all day long and say words by words of Tikkun Ezer. He has it all. But what he's missing is within the struggle, within the ester, within the concealment, within nothing going on, in between drinks, that you can study 1 minute, that 1 minute that you study is more than the entire angel can do in the entire existence of the angel. So when you're going to some issue or some problem, this is when the rakia, the firmament, is touching a certain area. Shua mekashera ikari, that weak, that ester, that concealment, that misunderstanding, is the ikar, is the main connection to the Creator. We think the main connection to the Creator is when I feel good. That's the time that you are far away from God. Far. Not when you cry for your problem. That's also far away from God. Not when you're happy with the result. That's also far away. When you are actually happy that you don't see a thing and you continue. That's the time you connect. Only time. Not the only, but the ikar, the ben connection. Why? Through that, you reveal all the light of wisdom. And they shine in, it's called, there is the back of the vessel, achoraim, and the front of the vessel. The back of the vessel, meaning when you don't see a thing. And for that reason, what is God say to Moses? Moses said, I'd like to see you. If you go back to the Bible, what is it written? Upanai lo yira'u. You cannot see my face. Ve'ra'ita et achorai. But you can see my back. God is, you can see my new hairstyle. Or you see my yarmulke. If you look at Rashi, what does Rashi say about that verse? He show him the tie of the tefillin. How the tefillin and the back look like. What's wrong by saying the front of the tefillin? It's nice, there's a box. Why the back of the tefillin? What is the letter that you're supposed to put on that? Most of women don't know. Some men don't know. The letter that's supposed to be in the back of the tefillin supposed to be a letter in Hebrew that you have to tie it in the shape of a letter. Somebody know? You ever look at it? What does it look like? You never look at it, huh? No. She is in the front. Dalet. Very good. Dalet. It looked like Dalet. Look at home. Those of you who have tefillin, look at home. Wow, it's Dalet. What does Dalet stand for? From the word Dal. What does Dal mean? Poor. Poor. Within your poorness, within your misery, then you can connect. People who have perfect life, I feel bad for them. They can never connect. People who have bad life and they cry also can never connect. Can cry when it's bad and can be happy when it's right. You can only be as happy as you can when it's totally unclear, full of doubt, nothing work. At that moment, that's the time to connect. מאירים בכלים דאחוריים דווקא. ובפנים אין חוכמה מאירה. The light of wisdom will not shine in the face when it's clear. בסוד ופניי לא יראו רק חסדים. For the secret, that it's only going to show חסדים. I have a few more minutes. I would like to explain it in a deeper level, if you don't mind. Say it like that. Omnam, say like that. Enam yecholim lekabel ki haparsa mavdelet b'nehem. The receiver can no longer receive because there is parsa. Parsa, remember, is when I say parsa, mean Oshu, I'm talking about Tzimtzum Bet. Tzimtzum Bet means Malchut go up above Bina. You have to remember the system. It's a system, how this universe came about. אמנם בעת שהתחתונים מעלים מים נוגבים, when the תחתונים, תחתונים mean the lower creatures, us, מעלים מים נוגבים. מים נוגבים mean female water. But it doesn't really mean female water. It mean water that go from below to above. Water that go from below to above. מים דוחרים, male water, water that go from above to below. ונמשך מידת הדין מאף סייד אדם קדמון, ונמשך מים דוחרים מאף סייד אדם קדמון. How do you, remember I will answer, how do we draw that light from אדם קדמון? By doing מים נוקבים, by elevating female water. שהרז הוא מחזירה בינה לראש. Only by us doing the action we need to be doing, then Bina can go back to the place. From here we learn, every day it happened. Every day. When you do Amidah, when you pray, on Shabbat, Shabbat is a different system. On Passover, it's all day long, this system going up and down. What happened when you receive goodness without doing this elevation? You can enjoy it. You ever see a rich person who miserable? You ever see a beautiful girl or guy miserable? You ever see a wise person who cannot enjoy? There is no Mayim Nukvim. No Mayim Nukvim. No female water. The female water awakening. The male water coming from Adam Kadmon. And because the water of Adam, the light of Adam Kadmon going down to Atzilut, all the Bina that become below Malchut, go back to the place, they run bigger place, Malchut going back to the Olam Hazeh. And then the system start again. נעשים אז כבחינת למעלה מפרסה, דרך הזה, ומקבלים גם הם אוויר הדחיה, מאבא ואמא אליהן, ואז נעשו גם הם זכר ונקבה מבחינת שם בית. So through that, through that, we are capable to fix everything that we want to fix. And last thing, but not least, just understanding. It's a, in the nukva, in the female, in the receiver aspect, in Atzilut, of course, there is two aspects of building the receiver. Two aspects. Katnut ve-gadlut. Smallness and greatness. Like we do in Passover. Just in Passover, all of it happened in 4 hours. So try to imagine this system that we experience in the Seder, 4 hours. The whole thing happened in your soul, 4 hours. Whoever missed a little bit of Passover, like a little bit even, missed the whole point. Chaval, it's a shame. I always tell people, Passover, don't miss a thing. Sometimes you do small talk, it's okay, do small talk, but always remember, where am I in the Agada? Always put a finger. Like you watch me, I always put my finger when I talk, because I'm afraid to forget, where am I now? Where am I now? And I have also people around me remind me, my children, Abba, you are here, you are here, you are here, you are here. It's not because I'm nerd, because how can I miss that? How can I miss such a thing? How can I miss? And if you don't do the Seder with knowing what you're doing, it's a dinner. It's not a bad thing, it's a beginning. Dinner is good too. You eat a little bit here, a little matzah, wine. You get something. I'm not saying you're not getting. And I'm doing a terrible job as a salesman for Passover, but I have to be honest too. You're going to get some, chicken or meat, whatever we serve, a little good wine and matzah. It's good. It's good. No, don't ask. You get a lot. You get a lot. But when you can do more and understand at least the katnut gadlut, a little bit more, different story. Different story. It's not what you're getting out of Passover. If you come with what you're going to get, is how to connect to the divine. Not what can I get from the divine. The divine is not some cow that you're going to milk it. Get over that. This is not happening. This is what they sell in all kind of spiritual organization or synagogue or churches, that otherwise how are people going to come? Everybody going to come. And every year they think the next year they're going to get more. Keep looking for the soulmate. Oh, you got to work on your this, you got to work on that, you got to work on that, you got to work on this, you got to work on that. Remove the jealousy, you're too jealous, you're too cheap, you do this, you do that. What's to do with anything? What is this to do? Is the divine happy if I'm not happy? Yes, I'm happy. That's the deal. You want to know how the deal works? Is the divine happy with my portion? Yes, I'm happy too. Can you imagine? Divine, I'm not happy with my portion. Can I get it now? That's how the praise sounds like. And many spiritual leaders supporting that, because otherwise there will be no people. You understand? The system is so corrupted that we have to support the customer so he will come back. Never know. Next year, Jupiter is in Sagittarius. Now it's going to, all kind of using astrology, using everything to tell the customer to come back. But if I tell you you're getting nothing, would you continue? Not you. Then why spirituality? That's not spirituality. That's a deal. That's a deal. You want to fall in love with the Creator, or you want to milk the Creator? What's your purpose here? Milk the Creator, you're doing great. Continue. If you want to connect to the Creator, it's a different story. It's all a different story. Our movie already been written. Our reaction, most of our reaction is written too. Then a few, maybe the 2 minutes is not written. It's left for us to complete it. 2 minutes. Coming. I do more pray. My prayer been accepted. Oh, my prayer was my. What is the divine? Does he play a role here or something? No. I pray. I convinced him. I felt I make the sale. Me. Me make the sale. Stupid. Sometimes I hear myself, how stupid I can talk. They say two aspects, katnut and gadlut. And the idea, ki kol ha-mekubal la-nekuva bizman ha-gadlut, tzrecha la-achana la-achshar la-mimei ha-katnut. Everything you will receive in gadlut, you have to have preparation in the katnut. Meaning, in every light you're going to receive, you need to have enough katnut for that. Enough smallness. Enough damage. Enough issue. Enough thing that's not working. Things not working give birth to things which is working. כי כל המקובל לנוקבה בזמן הגדלות צריכה להכנה. אבל כן נקרא בשם גליפה. מבחינת הגדלות שלה נקרא בשם מפרש. כל הסתום בית הקדום מתפרש ולדע בית הגדלות. Everything is concealed. That's Rav Ashlag. Everything is concealed. In the time of Katnut, when the light revealed, then you start to realize that whatever seems not clear and not fair is actually the best thing that the divine can do for you. But when you look at what to get, which all of us do, you can understand the divine. You can, because there is this affinity. It doesn't work. So hopefully, what I want you to get from tonight, I think, finally you understand Tzimtzum Bet and understand how the universe operates and what exactly going on in this universe. I highly recommend to listen to lecture 1, 2, and 3. Lecture number 3, it's easy. Lecture 1 and 2 is difficult, very difficult. It needs to be studied because there is words there that you need to learn. Lecture number 3 last week, very easy. Lecture number 4 today compared to 1 and 2, very easy as well. Lecture number 5 next week will be a little bit more difficult. So what we did tonight was the easy one. So again, remind yourself to understand it before you apply it, to understand it more from the point of understand the system. Once you understand the system, it will be good. What you got from tonight is cleansing. And by you cleaning yourself from lower thought, you will be able to understand the divine in a better way. And through that, serve, do the right thing, give, not give for the sake of getting, not give because you are a nice person. You know, understand that you, we don't see it all, and still I'm doing it. That's the real avodah. That's a real work. And that's created the weak, okay, that the light can shine on. The only way that light of Adam Kadmon can shine is we need to create a wick within that wax and reveal something. And don't try to be perfect because it's a waste of time. Don't try to be perfect. There's no reason to be. We are human. Within the imperfection, our imperfection is the wick if we understand how to accept it. But if you just like your perfection side, if you write tonight all the list of your imperfection side, that's exactly where the light can shine. The area where it's not working, that's where the light can shine. Light cannot shine on what you think is perfect in your life. I hope you understand. Thank you. Thank you very much.